Hi, good morning, Rabbi Say. Hadarach HaChamishi be'aseres yemei tshuva. So this we saw a good part of doing aseres yemei tshuva. We'll try to not repeat what we discussed then, but maybe some other points that we didn't have a chance to get to. Hayomi is Dvar Hashem. Libo Yochel Bikirma. Bedaito Kichom Masov Besef and Nachtov. Uba Esa he, while Kim Yavi Ben Mishper, as Kol Masa, Al Kol Nelam, and Tov Imra. Ki Adam Nidan Rosh Hashanah Gzadin Shel Nachtov Yom Kippur. We've seen a few times that there is a certain equation or maybe a better way to express it is that Yiras Hashem will be manifest. It doesn't require extraordinary measures on our part. When we simply take things at face value and respond appropriately, those are the expressions of Yiras Hashem, which are asked from us. The Yiras Dvar Hashem here is not being asked again to go above and beyond. He's not being asked to somehow demonstrate some extraordinary expression of Yiras Hashem, just to take to acknowledge reality, to take things seriously, to not ignore and deny reality. Hayomi is Dvar Hashem, Libo Yochel Bikirba Bedaito Kilchom Masa B'Sefer Nechtovim. This reflects a very important fundamental notion that Be'emes Yiras Hashem itself is something natural, and Yiras Hashem itself is results from simply being attuned to, recognizing, and responding appropriately to reality. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is HaKel HaGodol HaGibor VeHanora. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's infinite kindness naturally elicits from us a sense of fascination, exhilaration, simcha, gratitude. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is simultaneously Nora and that naturally engenders within us a sense of Yiras Hashem. So Yiras Hashem itself isn't some, we think of it as some, I don't know, extraordinary, something extraordinary. The secret to Yiras Hashem is just being attuned to reality. And then in turn, the Yori is Dvar Hashem, is attuned, once he's attuned to the reality of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he becomes attuned to the reality of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world. He becomes attuned, for instance, to the fact that Aser Simei Tshuva is a tkufa of Din. Person doesn't have to be privy to Sisrei Torah. Person doesn't have to be engaged in extraordinary measures of fasting and wearing a sackcloth. Yiras Hashem results from recognizing the reality of Hashem Echad, and then in turn expresses itself by taking seriously the features and details of that reality. The reason we're so challenged in first cultivating and then translating and expressing the Yiras Hashem is that we allow ourselves to be distracted from the ultimate reality because of the physical and material veneer. The Sefer Hasidus have the idea that the word olam, meaning world, is derived from the shoresh of ayin lamed mem, which means laha'alim, to hide. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence is hidden in the world. When a person looks at and experiences the world superficially, the world is a physical abode. Existence is something physical. The avoda that we have is to see beyond that, to see, to look with a penetrating gaze and see into that and recognize the ultimate reality of Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Again, nothing, no, we don't need Sisrei Torah. The key to Yiras Hashem is not Sisrei Torah. Yiras Hashem on the level of the biggest tzaddikim. So presumably it's needed for that. But on its most important and most basic level, it's just being attuned to reality. And that's why that there's something so simple about this. Hayari is Dvar Hashem. Yiras Hashem, what does it mean? Just be serious about reality. For a person to drive responsibly, for a person to act responsibly when he gets behind the wheel of the car, he doesn't have to be. He doesn't have to be brilliant. He doesn't have to be exceptional. He doesn't have to be extraordinary. He just has to be attuned to the reality of what happens if a person speeds, of what happens if a person doesn't drive responsibly, if a person drives recklessly.
The person will tremble, he'll be strategizing. And
he'll be looking for every way to be as industrious and as possible. And acting with alacrity to find refuge. He's not going to be worried about other matters when his life hangs in the balance. And he's not gonna in any way slacken in his attempts to save himself.
How foolish it is,
people who just go about their routines without looking to make whatever changes they can in their routine during those days. They should be positioning themselves to be able to answer, to be able to acquit themselves on the day of Mishpat.
Okay, so maybe we'll stop here for this morning, and Blinadu will resume around 12:45. Blinadu Mitzvah Hashem with the Pesachim.
Okay, everybody, have a good morning, productive morning. Be well, be safe.